hat and heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Brighton Homes include aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard now. Discover today why it's better with Brighton. That's Brighton Homes open line 13 13 55. But on the line right now, Queensland is your place to race. It means we've got Steph on the line.
Morning, Steph.
How are you?
Good morning.
Now, are you at home or at the track at this, what are you, 25, 23 past 7?
I'm at home at the moment.
So does that mean that Ben is somewhere within the precinct?
Yes. He is somewhere within my vicinity.
That's my jockey, you mean?
Well, now, I don't know whether we'll chat to you first, but we may have to put Ben on because Hills is now a very small owner in an animal by the name of Greylander. And I understand.
Yes, I do remember that.
And Ben rode Greylander in a trial the other day, didn't he?
He did.
Okay, we'll need an update in just a moment. Now, you said you had a light muster this week, didn't you? Pretty much Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah. The calendar's very light on for us. There's a meeting at Kilcoy tomorrow, but I'm not heading out there. And then I think the races are at Cairns on Sunday. So very quiet week for us.
That's a shame because at Kilcoy, one of the greatest steak sandwiches in the history of steak sandwiches.
Is that really?
Yeah.
I think my dad told me that.
Yeah?
Are you allowed to eat a steak sandwich or no?
Yeah. Yes, I can eat a steak sandwich.
So you have no trouble with the weight and all that sort of stuff?
No, not at all. I sort of walk around anywhere between 52 and 53.
And now, Leah, no Kilcoy either for housemate Leah?
No Kilcoy for either of us. So it'll be a very quiet week for us.
Oh, very good. You got another song over the line. Well, you got Love is a Battlefield into second. How was that run? Was that yesterday? Yeah,
that was yesterday. She went really good. She, I think she's a horse that's definitely going to want ground. And she doesn't really have a turn of foot, but she just maintains a really strong gallop. And Tony was really happy with her yesterday. He'll probably step her up to 1,800 now, which will be really suitable for her.
What about the weekend? How's Saturday looking for your book?
Yeah, good. I've got a really nice book on Saturday. Got Big Musky for Tony, who obviously I won on two starts ago, and he went super last time out at Eagle Farm. He steps up to the mile, and I think he's going to be very hard to beat. I'm looking forward to riding Refero. He won really well first up, and he's drawn a really nice gate on Saturday, and it looks a nice race for him. Probably the hardest to beat, Stella Magic, but she's drawn awkward and will get back. So she'll definitely be giving me a bit of a head start. And also looking forward to riding a horse called Black Magnum, who's first up for Tony. It's an ex-Mark Newnham horse, and Ben actually trialled him, and he looks to be a nice first-up chance.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess next week, our attention and our focus goes to Melbourne, but you guys will be pretty busy all week long as well.
Yeah, we've got gone from a quiet week this week to a busy week next week. I think we're Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh. So, straight back into it next week, which is good. I enjoy being busy, and that's great when there's plenty of racing.
Hey, we are talking Queensland races, so it'd be remiss not to mention number one incentivise. I mean, they're saying that this is now a two-horse race, the Melbourne Cup. Can you believe that? And number two, Desley and Apache Chase in the Golden Eagle. I mean, can you imagine what Desley's reaction is going to be if Apache Chase can win that? What's it, $4 million first prize, I think, isn't it?
I would love that horse to win the race just so that we can all see Desley's reaction because we know how good she is at cheering for her horses. And I think it'd be great for her to win that race. And obviously the Melbourne Cup, well, it is going to be a hell of a race. If it's a two-horse race, well, it'll be very interesting. But, I mean, as we've all seen before, there's been plenty of upsets in the race over the years. And even last year when Jai McNeil won the race, you know, he rode his horse very boldly and it paid off. And probably was an unexpected result, but we've seen it happen many a time.
All right, well, we've got to say, go Apache Chase and go incentivise for Queensland Racing. Now, it's not we're giving you the cold shoulder, but can Heels start his 60 Minutes style interview with Ben Greylander?
Yes, he can. He's ready to go.
Good idea, Steph.
Thanks, Steph.
Now, Ben, good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. And
thanks for lending us Steph as often as you do, mate. she's been outstanding with our show. Mate, you had Greylander's head wobbling everywhere. This is my first chance to talk to a jockey like an owner. You've got to tighten it up, mate. I got no idea. Ben. How did it feel?
I'm sorry, Eels. I was a passenger on Tuesday.
Were you?
I held on, and hopefully he got around okay.
Yeah, wild-looking thing on the bend, wasn't he?
He is. He's quite erratic, and I guess he's obviously there's no rule to it when the penny's going to drop, as they say. And he's a horse that he's got a motor, but he's just probably learning how to harness it and lacking race smarts. But I guess the encouraging thing is that he's up and running early. So I'd be surprised if he's going to be an early 2-year-old, but I'm sure by the back end of the season or next year, you'll have a fun horse to play with, and he's in the right hand. So I'm sure whichever way Tony steers with him, will be the right one.
Yeah. Do you think another trial or a rest?
Well, I'm not sure how he come through his trial on Tuesday. Nothing seems to bother him. I galloped him. I rode him in his last two bits of fast work leading up to the trial, and he can run time and pull up pretty well. So I'm sure if he goes again, it'll be the right play. But I think regardless, I think just the 1-2%ers could be letting him down at the moment. He's got the ability to come out, go to the races now and run well. But as you would have seen in his trial on Tuesday, he didn't begin slow, and I thought, I just want to try and have him relax here. Well, after 100 metres, he thought, how good is this, and wanted to run. So, and obviously, he can't get away doing that in a race. But he's a nice horse, Heels, and I think your $200 could be money well spent.
You've paid me more than enough respect today as an owner. Ben, thanks, mate.
Hey, now, I want to know, just before we go to the 7:30 news, in the honest, truthful stakes here, what were the first words that spilled from your mouth when Tony Gollan and you met after the trial?
The first thing I said was, I only want to get things done in a hurry. But, the next thing I said was that he's got a motor, though. So, and Tony knows that. He's the first thing that come out of his mouth is just quite raw. But the bones, that it can sort of be frustrating if we're, let's say, in May or June right now and we miss the 2-year-old season with him. But given he's up early, I think he should be able to make up with it in time, Pat. So, not well played, Heels.
Yeah, very good, mate. Very good. Might have a sore neck, the old Greylander, from throwing his head around, but anyway.
Hey, mate, we really appreciate your time this morning. And thanks, Steph, as well. We've got to get to the news. Best of luck. We'll see you back on track soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Right, no problem. All right, time for the latest news. Thanks to Red Energy. For 100% Australian electricity and gas, switch today. Give them a call, 131 8 06.